What had happened was that one of her 170 followers had sent the tweet to a Gawker journalist, and he retweeted it to his 15,000 followers. And then it was like a bolt of lightning. A few weeks later, I talked to the Gawker journalist. I emailed him and asked him how it felt, and he said it felt delicious. And then he said, "But I'm sure she's fine." But she wasn't fine, because while she slept, Twitter took control of her life and dismantled it piece by piece. First, there were the philanthropists. Then came the beyond horrified. Was anybody on Twitter that night? A few of you. Did Justine's joke overwhelm your Twitter feed the way it did mine? It did mine, and I thought what everybody thought that night, which was, wow, somebody's screwed. Somebody's life is about to get terrible. And I sat up in my bed and I put the pillow behind my head, and then I thought, I'm not entirely sure that joke was intended to be racist. Maybe instead of gleefully flaunting her privilege, she was mocking the gleeful flaunting of privilege. There is a comedy tradition of this, like South Park or Colbert or Randy Newman. Maybe Justine Sacco's crime was not being as good at it as Randy Newman. In fact, when I met Justine a couple of weeks later in a bar, she was just crushed. And I asked her to explain the joke, and she said, "Living in America puts us in a bit of a bubble when it comes to what is going on in the third world. I was making fun of that bubble."